Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to Ace IELTS Speaking Part 2, Describing a Teaching Experience. IELTS Speaking Part 2 often includes topics related to personal experiences, such as teaching someone a useful skill. This article will guide you through answering the cue card, describe a time when you taught a friend or relative something useful, effectively, helping you achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking test. Understanding the task. This topic is relatively common in IELTS speaking tests and is likely to appear in future exams. It requires you to recall a specific instance when you shared knowledge or skills with someone close to you. The key is to provide a detailed and coherent response that demonstrates your English language proficiency. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. Before diving into the main task, the examiner may ask you some general questions about teaching and learning. Here's an example question with a suggested answer. Question: Do you enjoy teaching others? Sample answer. Band 7-8. Absolutely. I find teaching to be an incredibly rewarding experience. Not only does it allow me to share my knowledge, but it also helps me solidify my own understanding of the subject matter. Plus, there's a great sense of satisfaction in seeing someone grasp a new concept or skill thanks to my guidance. Part 2. Long Turn. Cue card. Describe a time when you taught a friend or relative something useful. You should say who you taught, what you taught them, how you taught them, and explain why you think it was useful. Sample answer, band 6-7. I'd like to talk about the time I taught my younger sister how to cook a simple pasta dish. She had just moved out for college and was struggling with preparing meals for herself. I decided to teach her how to make spaghetti carbonara, a quick and tasty dish. I invited her over to my place one weekend and showed her the process step by step in my kitchen. First, we went through the ingredients needed. Then I demonstrated how to cook the pasta and prepare the sauce. I let her try each step under my guidance. I think this was particularly useful because it gave her a foundation in basic cooking skills. Learning to cook a simple meal can be a real confidence booster, especially for someone living independently for the first time. Moreover, it's a healthier and more economical alternative to constantly eating out or relying on processed foods. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to recount an occasion when I imparted a valuable skill to my cousin, Thomas. He had recently expressed interest in photography, but was overwhelmed by the technical aspects of using a DSLR camera. Recognizing his enthusiasm, I decided to teach him the fundamentals of manual photography. We arranged a weekend session where I could provide hands-on instruction. I began by elucidating the basic principles of exposure, aperture, shutter speed, and ISO. To make these abstract concepts more tangible, I used analogies, comparing aperture to the pupil of an eye and shutter speed to a curtain opening and closing. After covering the theory, we ventured outdoors for a practical session. I demonstrated how adjusting each setting affected the image, encouraging Thomas to experiment himself. We focused on composition techniques as well, discussing the rule of thirds and leading lines. This lesson proved immensely useful for several reasons. Firstly, it empowered Thomas to take control of his camera, moving beyond the limitations of auto mode. This newfound knowledge significantly enhanced the quality of his photographs, boosting his confidence in the process. Moreover, understanding these fundamental principles has given him a solid foundation for further learning and experimentation in photography. It's been gratifying to see how he's applied these skills, documenting family events, and even considering photography as a potential career path. Follow-up questions. How did you feel after teaching your friend relative? Sample answer. I felt incredibly fulfilled after teaching my cousin. There's a unique sense of accomplishment that comes from successfully imparting knowledge to someone else. It was particularly rewarding to see Thomas's enthusiasm grow as he began to grasp the concepts. Moreover, the experience reinforced my own understanding of photography principles, as explaining them to someone else required me to articulate my knowledge more clearly than ever before. What challenges did you face while teaching? Sample answer, band 8-9. The primary challenge was breaking down complex technical concepts into digestible, easy-to-understand explanations. Photography involves a lot of interdependent variables, and it can be overwhelming for a beginner. I had to constantly gauge Thomas's understanding and adjust my teaching approach accordingly. Additionally, fostering patience was crucial, both for myself and for Thomas, as mastering manual settings takes time and practice. Part 3, two-way discussion. Do you think everyone has the ability to teach? Sample answer band 6-7. I believe that most people have some capacity to teach, but it's a skill that needs to be developed. Some individuals might have a natural talent for explaining things clearly, while others may struggle initially. However, with practice and the right techniques, I think many people can become effective teachers in their areas of expertise. Sample answer, band 8-9. While I believe that the capacity to teach is inherent in most individuals to some degree, the effectiveness of one's teaching can vary significantly. Some people possess a natural aptitude for explaining complex concepts in accessible ways or for inspiring enthusiasm in others. However, teaching is also a skill that can be cultivated and refined. Effective teaching requires a combination of deep subject knowledge, empathy, patience, and strong communication skills. It also involves the ability to adapt one's approach to suit different learning styles and to create an engaging learning environment. That said, I think with proper training and dedication, most people can develop their teaching abilities. The key lies in understanding one's audience, breaking down information into manageable chunks, and being receptive to feedback. Moreover, the act of teaching often enhances one's own understanding of a subject, making it a mutually beneficial process. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Impart, verb, impart, to pass on knowledge or information. Example, I was able to impart some of my photography skills to my cousin. Elucidate, verb, lucidate, to explain or make something clear. Example, I tried to elucidate the concept of aperture using simple analogies. Overwhelming, adjective, whelming, very great in amount or effect. Example, the technical aspects of photography can be overwhelming for beginners. Tangible, adjective, tangible, clear and definite, real. Example, I wanted to make the abstract concepts of photography more tangible for my cousin. Empower, verb, power, to give someone the authority or power to do something. Example, teaching my cousin manual photography empowered him to take control of his camera. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in IELTS speaking, particularly when describing a teaching experience, be specific and detailed in your description. Mention the exact skill you taught, the steps you took, and the outcome. Use a range of vocabulary, especially words related to teaching and learning. Demonstrate your ability to speak at length by fully developing your ideas and providing examples. Show your capacity for critical thinking by explaining why the skill you taught was useful. Practice speaking on various topics to improve your fluency and confidence. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for clear pronunciation, natural intonation, and a good pace of speech. For more tips on IELTS speaking, you might find these articles helpful. Describe a person who has helped you achieve something. Describe a time when you had to make an important decision. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to excel in your IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing a teaching experience. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.